here we are to talk about what are psychedelics. And those are some lovely molecular diagrams at the bottom there. There's actually a fair amount of discussion about what psychedelics are. Kyle, you kind of riff on this psilocybin outline slide.
Sure, yeah. This is just an outline of what you will learn throughout this section. As you can see, there's a nice little psilocybin compound over there. So we'll go over some various definitions, how psychedelics are defined, what they are. We'll go over the different classes of compounds and, some of the different effects that they have. Different effects of the substances. And as well, there's a really great YouTube video presented by Dr. Carhart Harris. And he's over at the Imperial School London, and he works with Dr. David Nutt. And he has a really great YouTube video of explaining his neuroscience research on the brain and psilocybin. He can definitely explain the effects of psilocybin on the brain better than we can because he studies neuroscience, and it's also really cool animation. But we will also go over some of the research that came out of the Imperial College of London, and basic effects and how these things operate and work, mechanisms of action.
Looking at the diagram, I just really wonder if you can turn psilocybin into NMDMT feasibly. Looks so similar.
Well, yeah, and I think, I think I have a great little picture of the different molecules, and they're actually very similar. We'll get into that. The tryptamine compounds all have a similar core compound. So,
and are we going to link to the Carhart Harris video here?
It will be at the end of the section. So, cool.
Perfect. So the various definitions of psychedelics. So there's a really great history to the naming of psychedelics, and Humphrey Osmond was part of it along with Aldous Huxley. I think they were both sending rhymes or poems back to each other about the name of what these substances should be called. And the first one was, to make this mundane world sublime, take half a gram of phenerothyme. And Humphrey Osmond responded, to fathom hell or soar angelic, just take a pinch of psychedelic. So yeah, the first one, phenerothyme, comes from manifesting spirit. And then Humphrey said, well, what about manifesting the mind, psychedelic? And kind of stuck. So that's pretty good. manifesting the mind, manifesting spirit. Are there any other kind of spins on the psychedelic definition, like the root origin of the two words?
Manifesting mind, mind manifesting.
Yeah.
That's all so I'm aware of.
Psyche is mind or soul in Greek. And delic is the manifesting aspect.
Which comes from delos.
So in this particular dictionary.com definition, we have of or noting a mental state characterized by a profound sense of intensified sensory perception, sometimes accompanied by severe perceptual distortion and hallucinations, and by extreme feelings of either euphoria or despair. So what this really hints at is there's an enormous range of psychedelic experiences. So non-ordinary states is one thing, but psychedelic and non-ordinary have a fair amount of overlap. So this slide here shows that Humphrey Osmond kind of suggested the term in those poems in 56. And psyche, make visible, reveal, delos, visible, clear. Yeah, so psychedelic mind manifesting.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Humphrey Osmond was, he was a Canadian psychiatrist, and he was actually working with LSD up in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce that right? Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, and so they were working with LSD and alcoholism and seeing if LSD could treat addiction. And I don't know. I tried to research this because I know I presented it in the last edition of this course, and on Wikipedia it says that Bill Wilson was one of Osmond's patients. And for anybody who doesn't know who Bill Wilson is, he founded Alcohol Anonymous. But when I was trying to do a little bit more research, I couldn't really find that. So I'm not too sure where Wikipedia is getting that information. Could be right, could be not. I don't know. I spent a while trying to research it.
It's almost like there's a lobby scrubbing Wikipedia. It's weird. But, you know, there is something to be said there. And there is this resurgence within that 12-step AA Narcotics Anonymous world to include some sort of psychedelic healing or ritual into the 12-step process. So very fascinating stuff there. So that's kind of the origins of that. And in this next section, we'll jump into what people mean by entheogen.